The Light FM presents Community Spotlight, a program designed to focus on what's important to you in your community. Now here's Braxton with today's Community Spotlight.
And we appreciate you being here. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." There's a confidence in prayer, a power in prayer. And excited today to talk to Rebecca Moon today about prayer and the National Day of Prayer coming up on May 2nd. Hey, Rebecca, appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Braxton. And I do appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and to share about this wonderful, powerful event that's coming up on May 2nd. And just wanted to start out with a little bit of tidbit of information that I found and was so interesting, that in the 1950s, there was an evangelical movement called for Congress and the president to proclaim a National Day of Prayer. This movement grew, and a young leader, evangelist Billy Graham, led services.
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, you know, he's from
a little bit there.
And he led services for approximately 20,000 people on the steps of the Capitol in February the 1st, 1952. And 73 years later, the National Day of Prayer continues every year. And another bit of information that I'd like to share with everyone is that the president is required by law to sign a proclamation every year encouraging all Americans to pray on this day. Mm. So I just wanted to share that with our listeners out there to know that this is a law that was instituted 73 years ago, and we are still doing it to this day. And I am so grateful that I am involved in an organization that feels that this is necessary. The Carolina Baptist Association has been coordinating this for about 25 or 30 years. And it's just been amazing.
Yeah. And to think that Billy Graham played a vital role in the National Day of Prayer. It's something that we recognize every year, of course, but to know that he played such a big role into making it happen is really cool. So
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, Rebecca is with the Carolina Baptist Association in Henderson County, North Carolina, and in Hendersonville, they're putting on an event May 2nd at noon. Six p.m. to 8 p.m. at the old historic courthouse there in downtown Hendersonville. So, Rebecca, let's talk about first Hendersonville, and I think your perspective on the pulse of the community and maybe the importance of an event like this for what's happening there in your county.
Well, I'm kind of glad you did say something about 12 noon, because we have done this for many, many years at 12 noon.
Maybe that's why I said that.
Well, this has helped me to lead into why we changed it. And one of the reasons we did change is I felt the Lord was just speaking to me that we need to make this a family event, that we need to make this to where the families can come and bring their children and do this together. And when we have it at 12, it's very structured, 12 to 1. And we have so many pastors and people praying that it almost sounded almost like a ritual to me.
Yeah.
And when we pray, we do need to pray with power. The Bible tells us that the same power that raised Jesus from the grave lives in us. We also need to pray and be persistent and to pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. We need to be persistent in our prayers. And it also says we need to pray with purpose, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when we pray, we need to do with all these three things. And I think we need to do it as a family. And we do it from 6 to 8. We have icicles or ice pops for the kids. We have water. Bring your chair. Sit out on the lawn. Well, we don't have a lawn. We have concrete. But anyway, and we have praise and worship with the Biltmore Church in Hendersonville campus. So last year was the first time we did it, and God just blessed it. And you could just feel the Holy Spirit there, not only in our praying, but in our praise and worship and worshiping as a family.
Mm. Where do you think the current state of prayer is in our nation, our communities? For me, I feel like, honestly, we've sort of lost the priority of prayer, you know? And so what's your perspective on where things are at and what's it going to take to get to where I think, you know, we really need to be in our prayer life?
Well, I think, first of all, we need to make it a personal thing for us. But we also, when we pray, we need to realize that we have the power of God in us, and we don't pray with repetition or don't pray with, you know, just God bless me, mm-hmm. but we need to pray that God will bless our nation. And I do agree with you, Braxton. I do believe we've gotten lax in our prayer, not only as individuals, but as a nation. And maybe it's because people are discouraged because of the situation that our country is in. But let me just say that God has not changed. God wants us to pray to him. He wants us to ask and pray through the power. He wants us to be persistent. I think that's another thing. We're not persistent in our prayers. You know, we need to pray every day, and we need to, you know, pray until our prayers are answered. We have freedoms in our country that I believe we have gotten from our forefathers, not only by the sacrifice of their lives, but because of prayer. We've taken prayer out of the schools. We have taken, you know, we're trying to get the Ten Commandments, or we're not, but people are trying to get the Ten Commandments and prayer taken, you know, out of even our office buildings that are, sure. And our country was founded on, you know, freedom of religion and prayer. And I agree with you, but on this day that has been proclaimed as a day of prayer, I hope that we will instill this wonderful freedom that we have because of the sacrifice of our soldiers, people that have lost their lives, given their lives for these freedoms. And this is something that we need to grasp hold on and don't lose it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use this thing. If you don't use it, you lose it. But I think we just need to be in prayer every day.
Sure.
We need to be. That is such a great freedom that we can stand in the courthouse, in front of the courthouse, in a public, you know, in our county, and pray in public. I don't want to lose that freedom, and I just think we need to take advantage of it.
Do you think there could be a revival or a repurpose of prayer starting from Hendersonville? You know, it's got to start somewhere. If there's going to be, you know, a rededication to prayer in the country, it's got to start in a community. Can it be Hendersonville?
Well, you know, I don't know the whole words to the song, but I know there is a song that says it's got to start somewhere. So why not start in me?
And casting crowns. Start right here. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Start right here. But it also starts in revival in your heart. Mm. You have, you know, I think if the Bible says he wants to heal our nation. And if we turn back to prayer and if we turn back to God, I do believe that we could start a revival. But I guess the thing that I don't want to see happen is, you know, we come together one day, we pray, and then we just, you know, well, that's sure. it. We pray today. No, we got to pray every day persistently in the power of God. And we got to pray with a purpose. What is our purpose for prayer? Is it all about us, or is it about healing our nation? Is it about, you know, our families? And that's what we do. When we pray for families, our government, our church, our pastors. We pray for the addiction of affliction. That's another thing that has hit our country so dramatically is addiction. But I do believe that we could start right here. If when we leave on May 2nd and we go into our homes and our churches, if we just keep that prayer going, and if we just spread it around in our, you know, with our family, I do believe that revival could start here at the historic courthouse of Henderson County on May 2nd. that it starts with us, and it starts with revival in our hearts.
Yeah. Again, that is at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the historic courthouse there in Hendersonville. And where can folks, let's do this. Where can folks find more information about this, but also more information about all that you guys do at the Carolina Baptist Association? And then would you mind to pray for the event?
Oh, I would be more than honored to pray for this event. If our listeners out there want to find more information about this National Day of Prayer, they can go to our website, which is www.cbanc.org. So that's the CBA stands for Carolina Baptist Association, of course, the NC, NorthCarolina.org. You can also find out about the organization. I'm sure there's people out there, and I would hate to say that they don't, know about the association. So if you want more information about that, if you want more information about the National Day of Prayer, you should also go to www.nationaldayofprayer.org to find out more information about the National Day of Prayer. It is a national event, and believers all over the nation will be together that day praying for our country. Can you imagine the impact that day of everyone coming together in unity and praying and you know, and just busting the heavens wide open with prayer for our country, for our nation, for our family, for our government, for our leaders. So, yes, I do hope that everyone will come out that day and pray. You know, prayer is not just restricted to certain people. We all can pray. Believers can all pray. And we pray for those that are not believers, that they will come to know the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and know that wonderful, sweet spirit of talking to God, which is what prayer is, just having a talk with your Heavenly Father.
Why don't you do that right now, Rebecca? Let's go to the Lord and say a prayer for the event.
Absolutely, Braxton. Our dear precious Jesus, I want to thank you for the blessings that you have given us, blessings we don't deserve, but blessings because of your grace and mercy you have rained down upon us. I want to thank you for the freedoms in this country. I know our nation is struggling. I know people are struggling, but I know who's in control. I know that our God in heaven is in control, and he knows what's going on down here. And he is begging us to come back to him. He is begging us to take hold of the power of prayer, to be persistent in our prayer lives, to have a purpose for our prayer lives. And I am asking, dear Lord, that not just May 2nd, but every day, that you will be with believers in this country. You will be with our leaders as they make decisions. And I pray that you will be with us on this day, that people will come, that we will lift up our prayers to you, dear Lord, and that you will hear our prayers. But I do ask that people prepare themselves for this National Day of Prayer. I ask that you make things right with the Lord, that you confess your sins, because, you know, if we have open sin, if we don't have fellowship with God, so we have to cleanse ourselves of the things that are going on in our lives. And the Bible does say that he is faithful and just to forgive us for all of our unrighteousness if we just come to him. So, dear God, thank you for your love. Thank you for the freedoms we have. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, dear Lord, for dying on the cross. And as we come upon this Easter season, dear Lord, let us remember that the reason that we are celebrating Easter is because you not only died on the cross, you not only were buried, but dear Lord, our Jesus rose again that third day so that we can have life and have it forevermore. Thank you, dear Jesus. We love you. We just appreciate all that you've done for us individually, as a nation, as a family. And I just ask that you will be with us that day. Let the Holy Spirit just take control on that evening of May the 2nd. And I ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, Rebecca. Thank you for sharing today.
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. Thank you, thank 106.9 The Light for being the light.
Amen. Well, you can always check out previous episodes of Community Spotlight on the website. It's thelightfm.org. And I want to say a special thanks to our sponsor. It's Turner Business Appraisers in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find more about them at turnerbusiness.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's Community Spotlight, covering issues that matter to you in your community. If you have a suggestion for a future program, just call 800-330-9648. That's 800-330-9648. Be sure to join us next week for another Community Spotlight with Braxton on The Light FM.